ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question related to the day we are currently in. And I'm speaking, of course, because we are in the month of Zilhajjah. As you know, the month of Zilhajjah is the month in which people upon whom the pilgrimage to Mecca has become obligatory, they travel to Mecca to perform the Hajj pilgrimage. In this connection, the question we want to pose today is this: what is the philosophy of the pilgrimage? What is the rationale behind the performance of the pilgrimage? Why do we make the pilgrimage to Mecca? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding this very important and significant question. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "And he made obligatory for you the pilgrimage to his sacred house, which he made the Qibla for all people. They come to it like the cattle coming to water, eagerly turn to it like the birds, eagerly returning to their nest. He, glory be to him, made it a sign of their humility before his greatness and their yielding to his might." So in this beautiful hadith, the philosophy or rationale behind the pilgrimage is that it is a way to express one's humility before the greatness of God. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said, "Perform the Hajj pilgrimage. Perform the Hajj, meaning the obligatory pilgrimage, and the Umrah, meaning the voluntary pilgrimage, so that your bodies become healthy, your sustenance expanded, and your faith improved, and suffice yourself with the expenses of people and the expenses of your family." Right? So in this beautiful hadith of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, a couple of the philosophies or reasons for the obligation of the pilgrimage have been mentioned, such as the expansion of one's sustenance, the improval of faith, and the health of the body. All of these are consequences of the performance of the pilgrimage. Imam Baqir alayhi salam also said, "Pilgrimage calms the hearts." So this is a psychological effect of making the pilgrimage. When we make the pilgrimage, we achieve peace of mind, peace of the heart, and so on and so forth. Once Imam Sadiq said, "And this is the house by which God has demanded the devotion of his creatures to test their obedience in their coming to it. So he prompted them to glorify it and visit it. He made it the stations of the prophets and the focal point," meaning the Qibla, "for those who pray to him. It is a branch of his good pleasure and a way that leads to his forgiveness, founded on absolute perfection and ultimate grandeur." Right, so in this beautiful hadith, the reason for pilgrimage has been stated as being a test of the obedience of the servants. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what is the philosophy of pilgrimage in light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.